Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Welcome again to another episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. It is our Repco Supercars weekly episode as we take a look at the latest in news, notes and quotes of the Repco Supercars Championship. Now as we record this today, it's Tuesday, and today that means Winton Motor Raceway is the place to be. It's a test day with a bunch of teams and drivers in action at the Northeastern Victorian or Northwestern Victoria Circuit, depending on which way you're driving from. Tickford Racing, Kelly Grove Racing, Walkinshaw Andretti United and Erebus all in action, as well as a few Super 2 teams doing some laps, getting ready for the Winton Super Sprint, the next round of the Repco Supercars Championship, which comes up last weekend of May. Pencil it in. Get yourselves there. Great to see supercars back at Winton for the first time since 2019. It will also be the debut of the Super Soft Dunlop tyre. Now, we've had Super Soft tyre designation in the championship in recent years, but in terms of the actual tyre, it hasn't been that far removed from the other variant. This is a step away, or a couple of steps away, in fact, from the regular tyre. So this should mix it up when we get to Winton in a few weeks' time. A couple of extra sets of new tyres for the teams to play with, a bit more practice time as well. Now, lots said in recent weeks, particularly leading into last week's episode of Repco Supercars Weekly in relation to Gen 3. And on the day that we spoke with Greg Murphy last week, Supercars put out a statement just after we put our episode out onto the online world of podcasting. And they released a statement off the back of a meeting in Sydney that states that they're still working towards a 2020 implementation of Gen 3, and they'll continue regular reviews in coming months. So it's going to be, it's a lot of work for a lot of teams, a lot of people, if that's going to be ready for February, March 2022. There is the possibility of a staggered introduction. We might see Gen 3 arrive partway through next year's championship. So we will keep you updated with what comes out from Supercars HQ, which, to be honest, is actually not a great deal when it comes to Gen 3. It's been like extracting blood from a stone in recent months and times, but that's the strategy that they're going to employ with that, and they're sticking to it. Good news for our friend Jack Perkins. He is back in the Dunlop Super 2 Series at Winton. He's up at Winton today doing some laps. He's driving for Eggleston Motorsport. He's filling in for Bradley Neal, the Queensland driver, who unfortunately is undergoing cancer treatment. So we wish Bradley all the best. He's a ripper who loves his racing and has been thoroughly enjoying running Super 2, so this gives Jack a chance to run Brad's car and get himself ready for the Enduros, where of course he will co-drive with Will Brown for Erebus Motorsport. And of course you can hear our double part Jack Perkins podcast here on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. We had a great sit down chat with Jack in the last few weeks, so if you haven't listened to it, have a listen to it. There's some good stuff in among there. Speaking of Erebus too, it's been reported this week that they're the most likely team to run a wild card should this whole Greg Murphy, Richie Stanaway, Boost Mobile thing happen. Now, we had Greg Murphy on Repco Supercars Weekly last week. He didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. So let's wait and see if Murph makes a mountain comeback. He hasn't raced at Bathurst in the 1000 since 2014 with the Holden Racing Team. And of course, if he did run with Erebus, it would reunite him with Barry Ryan. He worked with Barry at Kmart Racing and also at Kelly Racing, pole position for Murph at Bathurst in 2011 in the Pepsi Max car, and a podium with the late Alan Simonson that weekend too. So a bit of a watching brief. That one certainly spun up the podcast numbers and the website last week, particularly in New Zealand. Lots of fans keen to see Murph back at the mountain and Richie Stanaway have a run. So let's wait and see what happens with that potential wildcard entry. Next round, as I mentioned, of the Repco Supercars Championship is Winton. Tickets are on sale. If you want to get yourself sorted, head to the supercars.com website. Speaking of websites, you've got to go to Repco's The Garage. It's at repco.com.au. For our Kiwi friends, it's repco.co.nz. It's your online digital destination of all things automotive and motorsport, exclusive competitions, giveaways, all sorts of content that you should get among and have a look at. Head to The Garage at the Repco website. Quick little one. I want to add this in. This is important. Keep an eye on this name in the future. Richards. Well, you've probably already known the name Richards, but Clay Richards, grandson of Jim, son of Steve, a quick mention, he won the State Formula Ford Victorian Series, one of the races, and the round overall on the weekend down at Phillip Island. So third generation coming through for racing. Young Clay turned 21 around the same time that he ended up having a win on the weekend down at Phillip Island. So another generation potentially of Richards on the way through in racing. Now on this day, we love our history here at the Repco Supercars Weekly Pod. May the 18th today, And if you go through the history books, some interesting stuff happened on this very day. In 1986, Peter Brock won the 4X100. That's the 4X100, beer, not a swear word, at Surface Paradise, the track that no longer exists. It was Holden's last win in the Australian Touring Car Championship for about 6 years. They didn't win again until 1992. Group A was nearly gone by then. It took them that long. 1997, on this day, May 18th, the Winton round was held. Russell Ingall winning the round over his Castrol teammate, Larry Perkins. And on this day, in 2013, the first Austin, Texas Supercars races were held in the United States of America. There were two races held on this day. Jamie Wincup won both of them for Red Bull Racing Australia, as the team was known then. So that's the latest in Repco Supercars Weekly. Tomorrow on the V8 Sleuth podcast, part two of my sit-down chat with Barry Ryan. We talk about his Erebus chapter and so many elements from the last few years. It's a must listen. I know there's plenty of interesting responses to part one from last week. Next Tuesday, Repco Supercars Weekly is back. We will preview the round at Winton with a very, very special guest. You'll have to find out who next Tuesday, so tune in then to find out who that is. In the meantime, have a great day, have a great week. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Barry Ryan, and keep checking back to the v8sleuth.com.au website for more news and notes from not just supercars, but from the broader and wider world of motor racing. Thanks for listening. Chat soon.